This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Y'all say Bob.
Right on. Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. And Steve Starr sitting in here for a few minutes just to kind of warm things up. We were talking just before the break. I don't know if John is still with us, Mr. Producer, but we were asking.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, John. Yeah, you were asking a question. We were, you know, Bob had posed one earlier about whether there was a need for police. We can get back into that. But a great book that you might want to pick up is The Best Enemies Money Can Buy by Dr. Stan Monteith, which talks about how we funded.
That's not my question, though.
Okay, well, you're saying in the past there's involvement. Are you asking, is it now? Are they still involved? Is that what you mean?
No. I was asking if the central banking groups are part of the People's Bank of China, and are they still in Russia? Like, where are they now? Like, relative to what the BRICS are doing? Like, are they like a breakaway, or are they just like a controlled group?
I think it's a little of both. I think their own private interests are mounting on them, and I think the BRIC nations, along with, you know, China, Russia, and others, India even included, certainly a lot of people in the Middle East are thinking this way, are trying to pull away from control of the Western banks cartel primarily. But, you know,
are they still being manipulated by the same people? This dialectic, you know, of controlling the other side too.
They are. I believe they still are. I believe
so. You're saying that the People's Bank of China is just as ensconced as the Federal Reserve or the Bank of England or anybody else. That it's all part of the same octopus. Is that right?
In many ways. I wouldn't say that it's completely that way, but I would say that in many ways they are still very involved with Western banking cartel, people like Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and people like that, because it's pretty evident. You know, you see so many of the business plans and so many of the things that China has done. Right now, China is floating a big portion of U.S. debt. And that's pretty obvious. We need, it's well over $1 trillion. I mean, there's no way that if China was really interested, and maybe they will be in the future, maybe we'll see a surprise from them. But if there was really any way that China was at all interested in not playing part in this whole game, that they would be holding that debt and not moving ahead. We know they're buying huge amounts of gold. We know the Chinese yuan is far more secure now. It's the number one currency in the world as far as sovereigns and as far as investment people. People are moving their money into to the Chinese yuan, and they're deserting the dollar. I don't think this is happening by mistake, is what I'm getting at, though, you know, here, John. I think it's actually, they're the same people. Even right now, we're hearing McCain and other people talking about this missile shield in Europe, and they're trying to reignite the Cold War. Well, we know the Cold War was paid for by the military-industrial complex to keep both the United States and Russia involved in building these weapons, weapons that were never used, thank God, but it was still part of the same plan to dominate the world through the false paradigm of the Cold War and the communist capitalist, you know, agendas. And so I believe, yes, they're definitely involved right now. But the possibility is that they could pull ahead and pull away. We don't know that for certain. I mean, what would you do? It's kind of like mafia bosses fighting over turf. You know, they may work for the same company, the same family, you know, capiche? But
I do capiche, but I also want to lay in there that that the whole thing is now escalating up. And I just asked a question, like, or does the Chinese People's Bank, are they the same people that run the Fed?
Well, look at the people who run the Fed. Look at the top people in some of the very largest banks that are running these key positions, and you're going to find
I'm not talking about Bernanke. I'm talking about, like, who are the puppet masters ahead of those meatheads?
Well, I think you're going to have to do some of that research. I don't have all the details, but I can tell you this, that you'll find a lot of Chinese men involved in the very high echelons of the IMF, the Federal Reserve System, and our own banking system. And there's a lot of Chinese guys. I mean, let's be honest. There are a lot of Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese. Those are the two groups that are predominant in running some of the heads of these very large Western banks.
So what you're insinuating to me is that the Chinese are just as involved as the Americans.
In many cases, they are. That's why we're in bed with them and we're in business with them. And all this talk about what's going on with the Sea of Japan. I mean, we gave Taiwan to them. We have funded most of their economy.
Sure,
we're carrying their debt. China could pull away from us and Russia could pull away from us. And like you said, with the BRIC nations, John, they could virtually set up their own economy. Now, they don't need U.S. Western oil. They don't need our energy. And they blankety blank darn sure don't need our dollars. You know what
I'm
getting
at? All right, let's go to Sovereign Man in Sovereign Land. What's up, Sovereign Man?
Hey, Bob.
Hey there.
Wow, that was a weird mix there.
Yeah.
Like kind of jumped right into that. I wanted to make a comment on the whole issue of the policemen.
Do we need them?
Do we need them? Well, I think we need to, you know, carry on and take care of our own affairs. I hate to quote Roosevelt. It's Theodore Roosevelt. I think it was at his speech at the Jonestown Expedition in 1907, and he basically, in a synopsis, he says, "If sovereign men don't govern themselves from within, they will be governed from without." And that's what the problem is. See, we're a nation of grown-up children, and we need to be told what to do. At least that's what it seems like. I mean, I see grown people walking down the street, open something up, and they just take the wrapper off and drop it on the street and walk down the street. And I said, hey, who's going to pick that up? They said, well, somebody gets paid to clean the street. I said, yeah, but if you put that in the trash can,
wow,
you wouldn't have, you know, I said, and that's when I'm in conflict, because I said,
You're right, and that's why they call it the nanny state, because they're a bunch of grown children.
Yeah, if there was a cop there, I'd say, do your job, write them a ticket, keep the street clean. They basically, back in the day, the peace officer would they would come in the house if somebody called them, and they would say, "Hey, who's injured? Nobody's injured. Oh, well, where's the damage? Oh, there's no damage. Okay, well, keep it down. You know, don't make me come back here later because you're making noise."
The good old days.
Right? Yeah, the good old days. Back when people had morals and they had values.
And now nobody takes care of themselves. Nobody thinks in a common sense fashion. They rely on some sort of authority and a fancy costume to tell you what to do. And as a result, we have the state gone mad. You're exactly right. That's a great synopsis of what's going on, Silverman. Thanks for the call. I see Frank's on the line, Dan's on the line, Fred's on the line. We're going to get to all of you, and we do have a few more open lines. We would love to hear from you on this topic and anything else. 800-313-9443. Lots of calls to get to, and we will do so on the other side of this quick break. We'll be back in seconds.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Susskind Show. Do we need police officers at all, period? It's a good question, and it's inspiring quite a few phone calls, so I want to get to these callers. We'll do nothing but calls here for a while. Frank in Texas, what do you think?
Well, you know, you don't need them until you want them, but they do serve two very effective purposes. And the first one is they promote the belief in safety for the weak, and they act as a tool for the oppressor. So if you want to be one or the other or both, you can have them. Or you can receive them if you're not either one of those. But that's the two main reasons why they exist. And they exist. And that's that. You're not going to get rid of them. So, you know, use the force or the force will use you.
Well, clearly this is a hypothetical. And in that regard, do we need them, hypothetically?
You know, I believe so because...
Really?
Of the,
For what? I'm not getting...
You know, I would say because the large number of weak people that exist, not because they choose to be, they are. And we all are weak at times and need help. And, it doesn't always work out well for us. But, you know, and like I said, as an oppressor, they're an effective tool and they're misused quite a bit. And as a creator of the belief in safety, they're a tool that works very effectively to create this belief, and it is misused. But that's what we have, these two primary aspects that they work very effectively in doing those two things.
All right, Frank, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. I'm not sure I understand your point, but I appreciate your insight. Dan in Louisiana, what do you think? Dan in Louisiana, hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
So do we need them?
No, we don't need cops. You got multiple police agencies using this technology to constantly spy and drive around in their fancy cars, intimidating the people of the world. People want to talk about Nazism. The only real Nazis are the cops. If you've seen cops around here, they got tall, high black boots, tons of gadgetry. I mean, you compare them to an SS Waffen stormtrooper, they look just like them.
I agree. They're definitely militarized. You were in the military. You've called up many times.
Yep.
Do we need the military?
Nope. We don't. We can protect our country. We can protect our borders with the guns that we have. We have enough weaponry. We have enough decommissioned airplanes. We got so much stuff. We don't need them. But the rich, which I have a problem, I don't have a problem with people making a lot of money, but I have a problem with the rich trying to control us and control our lives, and that's exactly what they're doing right now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Thank you for the call. Yeah, that's a big pill to swallow, so to speak, to say not only do we not need police officers, but we don't need a military. Interesting. I wonder if you feel the same way. 800-313-9443. We got plenty of open lines still. I want to get as many people weighing in on this to see if we can come up with a consensus here on the Bob Susskind Show as to whether or not we need law enforcement officers. And if so, do we need these peace officers? You know, what do we need them for? If we need them, what for? Let's now talk with Fred in California. Hi, Fred.
Hey, Bob. Rachel, how you doing, Steve? You're in there, too.
I am.
I was a fireman for 27 years, got out upon disability, and I retired out in 2001, and during the latter years of that time, I saw a big change starting up in the police department, and I think we need good policemen. In that time, a lot of them were, you know, still walking the beat on the street in downtown. Today, it's pretty scary what the transformation that I have witnessed. I can remember being in, at a fire station when the city of San Jose decided to put together a SWAT team. They called it Merge. And I was at the fire station for the initial meeting, and they brought out all this hardware, you know, black vest, black this, black that, Gestapo this, Gestapo that, and what I saw on the table were M16s, and I had plenty of experience with that weapon in Vietnam, and that is one scary round, and it has no business being on the street, and I saw a change. I thought, this is not good. I've actually, you know, asked policemen that drop by the station. For the most part, they're good. Most of the good ones are family, fathers. And then you got the other type, and I've actually kicked them out of the firehouse when they drop by. I did enjoy them being around. So the other thing I want to touch on, if I can, Bob, you had a caller call in about, you know, the dollar, the currency, and a change going on within the system as it relates to the Bitcoin. My opinion on the Bitcoin is the jury is still out on that, and the reason is this. One thing that I learned when I was in Vietnam, that the toughest thing you can do to another person is to take something from them. And when you try and take their freedom away from them, you've got one powerful son of you-know-what fighting you. And it's the same way here on the streets. And as far as the Bitcoin, what that means is that there's a very powerful force of people. There's about maybe 12 good families, very rich families. We'll call them Force X because you'll never really identify them specifically. We can name Rothschild, you know, but they're not going to give up this Ponzi scheme that they've got going that's been running very well for them for 8,000 years. And that's called debt-based banking. And that's where you've got currencies that are not backed up by any assets. And that's the present condition that we, our world is operating on right now. There is not one currency in the world. I think, Switzerland was the last one to hold out that, is basically counterfeiting money. There's nothing that's backing it up. There's no collateral. And as long as that Ponzi scheme is in operation, I think that sooner or later you're going to find the Bitcoin challenged severely. I've been watching it very closely. I haven't stepped into it yet. I'm still studying it. The jury's out on it. It sounds good. What I'm finding the big challenge will be is that it's bypassing all the these big, powerful people, these gangs, you might call them. They're making a lot of money out of putting countries into debt. And to give you an idea, one common denominator you'll find that's been running against, well, we don't have a Department of Defense. We have a Department of Offense. And we've been invading other countries illegally. And the one common denominator in that is that every country that we've invaded, from Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, and Iran, is that each of these countries have gotten away from using the dollar for the purchasing and selling of oil as what was agreed in 1974, the petrodollar. And that's why we're in there right now. China has an economy that's also based on a debt-based currency.
Show. Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra.
Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNforAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNforAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNforAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNforAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
All right, welcome back to the Boston Hook Show. We've got a live conversation going on, a great dialogue, as to whether or not we need police, period. Simple question, pretty straightforward. What's your response? We'll also take calls on anything else you like. 800-313-9443. We've got a few lines open still. 800-313-9443. All right, let's talk to Kathy now. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? I know you were in the hospital. Are you feeling better?
My face is still bruised from surgery. And it's interesting because if I put a mask, surgical mask on, I'll get people calling out, oh, what's wrong with you? Do you have AIDS? I mean, seriously, in public, okay? Then if I don't work the next day, I get a guy on the E train And he says, oh, my God, there has to be someone in Boston that can fix that. And this is after two surgeries to fix the root canal tooth that, you know, started eating my face off and whatever and had to move back up here. I mean, it's just been a nightmare of bullying. So, and the ice here is, like, so treacherous right now. It's not even funny. I can't even explain to you.
Sorry, and
I had to go out to an appointment today, but I wanted to tell you, though, this is exciting. I met someone with a car, and she's going to take me to the raw milk farm. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, cool.
I thought that was so cool. She sells Mary Kay, and I'm trying to find a tiny thumb-sized mirror because I don't want to carry anything heavy. And so she's looking, but get this, she calls me, okay, 3 weeks later, and she says, okay, you know, I think I found it. And I said, okay, great, well, we'll meet up. And I told her now I have face surgery again. I had a root canal tooth fill. She says, oh, my God, I'm supposed to have a root canal tomorrow. I'm not kidding you. And I said, oh, my God, you're kidding. So I said, Dr. Levy gave me permission to take photos of the photos inside his book, The Roots of Disease, and I will send you two of the photos. And so I sent her these. She was like, it was like Providence. So it turns out when we met, we went to the organic store, and it was just, she's basically like a really good soul. And so she had canceled a root canal because she got a second opinion, and the dentist said, you don't even need that. He was just trying to use your insurance money. She has good insurance. So I thought that was kind of, like, providential. And, okay.
So what do you think? Do we need police officers?
Sometimes. Listen to this. When you're on the bus, because, okay, I'm not a car person anymore. I sure wish I had one right now. I'm actually thinking about doing my hair up and maybe, you know, trying to get married again. I mean, that's what everybody tells me I need to do, you know?
We got to find Kathy a man.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, hey. But listen, no, seriously, when you're on the bus and you get one of these crazy guys on there, right, you want to know when they're not crazy, they turn it off. As soon as the cop gets on with two guns on his hitman, these crazy guys, they turn that off immediately. They sit down and they shut up every time.
Well, what if I, as a law-abiding citizen, walked on the bus with two guns and was just as obvious as the police officer was? I don't have to have a shiny costume on.
You know, I don't think that would probably work the same with these crazy guys. The ones,
I draw my gun.
Well, that's just probably not my style. I just would be wary.
If enough of these crazy guys do something to get themselves shot, they're not going to do it again when they see somebody who's a law-abiding citizen carrying. Do we need a cop to be able to do that?
I don't think these guys are crazy. My point is this, is that I'm not convinced that a lot of people that we're calling crazy in this society are crazy. They're just pushing the envelope, all right?
Okay.
And I have to be honest with you, that was in Texas where I saw twice where they had to call. I don't see that up here. We get drivers, bully drivers. They go off on 85-year-old women sometimes. It's a real problem up here. Some of the drivers are, like, half of them are bullies and half of them are not. This is a bully culture in Boston. But when I was in Dallas, when I moved back down there because I couldn't afford housing here, I'm telling you, two times, these crazy guys, like, we were worried the driver was going to get assaulted, and as soon as they saw that officer, they sat down, they shut up, and they turned that crazy off. They weren't crazy. These guys are just pushing the envelope. I don't think it would have had the same effect if you had walked up. So,
all right, well, Kathy, I appreciate your insight on that, and I wish you a quick and, healing recovery from your surgery. I don't know. I think that at the end of the day, we don't need a cop to stand up to these crazy people. That if there were law-abiding citizens that would take it into their own hands, and within reason, I think these crazy people or these people who are pushing the envelope, whatever she said, would definitely think twice. Let's ask Mike what he thinks. Mike in Kentucky, you're on.
Yeah, I've ridden bicycles for, amongst the tobacco chewing rednecks for probably 30 some years. I'd have to add it up, but I think there's a mentality that people that are, well, I don't know, some of them saved or not saved, you know, Christians, rednecks, soccer moms driving the minivan, rednecks throwing tobacco spit or beer cans. There's a mentality amongst a certain crowd of people. They'll pick on people that they see as vulnerable to vent their frustrations, I suppose. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't really fully understand what's going on in their head to they see somebody, for instance, in my case, you know, a bicyclist driving down the the road right on the white line, and they think, hey, let's just teach this guy a lesson. He needs to get off the road.
All right, so that's the case. I acknowledge those people out there who illustrate or exhibit, rather, those aberrant behaviors. But do we need police officers to save us from them?
Well, there's a had a rash of it about 8 to 10 years ago, and I put a reverse draw Ruger on my left hip where it was extremely visible to the oncoming traffic behind me. In Kentucky, other states, you have to ride against the traffic. I ride with the traffic. And so the gun is sitting there hanging, you know, right where they can see it on your hip, and you're going down the road. They all gave me 3 feet, you know. An armed society is a polite society. Armed society is a polite society is the mentality there.
I agree.
We had
the call.
I'm sorry?
Sheriff Cook said that to me in an email.
Sheriff Cook said that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I'd called
anything
about
else, Mike? I want to squeeze in one more caller here, so real quick.
Oh, well, I'd originally called on some of your original issues there, but...
All right, well, stay on the line. We'll go back to your original issues. I want to let people weigh in on this call, though. We'll go back to you in just a second. Let's talk to Ed in Dallas now. Ed, what do you think?
Oh. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. So do you think we need police officers?
Well, yes, I do. And the reason
All right.
why
I'm so far nobody's convinced me of this. Let's hear your rationale.
Okay. I'm not an officer, and I have never had any officers in my family, but I am smart enough to figure out pretty quick that if you didn't have some type of police presence, and control, that people would become lynch mobs. So you can't allow that. That's mainly what they're for, really, is to keep the people kind of separated out and kind of keep them from getting into groups and coming in strength and powers against mm-hmm. other people and causing anarchy, because that's what you would have. If you had no police at all, you'd have no real of control of law and order. You have to have them. And not only that, but you have to also have police officers, sheriffs, that is, to enforce judgments of courts. When the common law court, I just got through reading a treatise, as a matter of fact, on that subject, and they said that the common law court, that the executive officer, which was the sheriff, was the one who carried out their judgments. And so, you have to have a sheriff for sure. Now, whether you have to have all these other municipal officers and things like that, I don't think that's necessary. I really don't. I think that if you gave enough money to the sheriff and allowed him to have his force operating throughout your counties, then he could take care of all the problems in his county. I think the real problem is where we have these private, contractual, they're employees of these municipalities, and they're really playing like they're a sheriff, and really what they are, they're more problems than a sheriff would be. The sheriff is elected, they're not. So they owe nothing to the public. A municipal officer owes nothing. I had one actually tell me that, personally, that he could see my point, that the people had no control whatsoever over any police officer who is an employee of a corporation or of a municipal corporation.
Yeah, you're right about that. They're beholden to the chief, who is then beholden to the city manager, who's supposed to be beholden to
it's
our city
private.
Commissioners. But,
my
far
position is
from
that we need to go back to the sheriff. We need to go back to the sheriff and tell the sheriff, to take care of his own business, because his business is the whole county, period.
Well, I'm a
whole
fan
county.
Of the sheriff like you are, sir, and thanks for the call. We'll be back with more calls. 800-313-9443.
Justin Show. World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
We've been asking the question, do we need police? Do we need them? 800-313-9443. So far, a number of callers, if not all, I think we got maybe one or two callers to every six calls. So we're at about 20%. 20% say we don't need it. 80% think we do. 80% people think we need police officers. I want to continue this questionnaire and see what else our listeners think on this topic, and we might move on next hour, but I think this has been an interesting philosophical discussion at the very least. And now it's time for the one and only Steve Starrs to weigh in on this. And he's, of course, our co-host here Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Excuse me. He's a wealth of information and usually a pretty thoughtful guy. So let's see if we agree with each other on this. Steve, your thoughts, sir.
Well, Bob, I don't have the kind of confidence in the public or in humanity that maybe you do. I think we need
to... Wait a second. Are you saying I'm naive?
No, I'm just saying that I think you think a lot higher of most people than I do.
Well, I'm not trying to put people... You might be right about that. You might be right.
Yeah, I think you need them because I think people basically will violate the law when they can get away with it in most cases. Now, there's going to be a handful of people who do the right thing. And there are a lot of good people out there. I think the big problem is, and I would say this, that we need more police. Now, wait a minute. Before I go there, listen to me. I don't think we need more police, passing out parking tickets, enforcing all kinds of silly laws, violating your privacy, hassling you on the streets. I do think we need police to track down organized crime. I mean, crime on the higher level. And we certainly need police to chase down people in our higher government. We're talking about these elitists, the banksters, the frauds, the hypocrites, the imposters. The real problem is we don't have law enforcement at the top level. Any cop on the beat, and you and I both know this, Bob, looking at World Trade Center 7, any lowly officer would have to take that up and say, this has been a violation of the law, and this has been an act of treason, looking at 9/11 and saying, I have to do something about this. I have to stand up to this. Where are they? Where are they? They're nowhere. Where are all the... We talked about all these great sheriffs who want to stand behind your Second Amendment, and I agree with that. But what about 9/11? What about JFK? What about the bankster theft of trillions of dollars? What about chemtrails? What about genetically modified foods? I mean, we have nobody in law enforcement on the high end. And when I say I think we need more police, I think we need people who will police the very top end of this thing and let up a little bit on the people down below. Now, I know there's always going to be thugs and banks, or there's going to be the small-time crime. Okay, and I classify crime in three categories. You got your small-time thugs on the street. You know what I mean? You got kids that get into trouble. You got people who never grow up and are still kids getting into trouble. You've got a lot of people robbing, raping, murdering. And I don't think strapping a gun on your shoulder will always work it that way, because the problem is a lot of these crimes will take place when you're not even there. I mean, they'll steal your car, they're breaking your house, they'll steal or do things like that when they catch you off guard or when you're not around. That's the small-time stuff. But then the next level up, of course, is organized crime. And very rarely do they start to bust the big people involved in organized crime, because this is where they start to be involved and then paid off by them. And up to the top level, of course, in the federal government or on beyond that, these international banksters, there's no law enforcement at all. There's none. And if we need police, we need police to work all the way up and down. Because if not, of course, on the street level, it breaks out into tribal warfare. Everybody does what's right in their own eyes, and no one agrees with everybody else's judgment. So eventually you're going to have warlords and gangs. That's what will happen in those situations. But nobody deals with the crime at the very top end of this whole thing. And that's why we're in this mess. The serious crimes of treason, the serious crimes that are going on up and down throughout the system, all of these politicians selling this out, these acts of treason, all of this stuff that's going on up there, all the way from going back to John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, Vietnam, Oklahoma City, 9/11. I mean, we've just seen it for years. And that's the real problem, is we don't have law enforcement at the very top end of this whole issue. And that's what I press for. I say, if we've got to hold these guys responsible, that's where we need cops now, very badly. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I can kind of go with you on that one.
Well, who's going to enforce the law? There should be a law. I mean, we've talked about, the difference between, the victims' rights and the law, But I mean, who is going to say this has got to be the rule of law? And it's got to be the right rule of law, not just, an impartial judgment based on, the circumstances pertaining to what the law states, of course. But who is going to say this is the way it's got to be? I think we have those laws in effect, at least in the Constitution. And over the years, those things have been nullified. And as a result, these guys have run around us. And they're doing all kinds of evil, illicit things. And this is the kind of stuff, these are the kinds of crimes that involve your children in wars that impoverish them, that spread diseases and problems that destroy our environment, destroy our economy. And this leads to more crime at the very bottom. You know, so that's my opinion. But go ahead. I'll let you go at that.
All right, I'll let you slide on that one. That's it's a pretty decent argument. I still think that that can be done with a private sector group, perhaps. I don't know.
Well, what do you mean? What are you talking about, private sector? You mean taking on the top people in this country? The rock
Yeah, I think we can have people who, for instance, we have volunteer firefighters. Perhaps we could have volunteer regulatory people.
Well, we're supposed to, though. But
I guess that's cops.
Look at all the professionals who failed this, okay? Look at the preachers that have failed. I mean, look at all the preachers and the conservative Christians who will not talk about 9/11 and will not plainly say George W. Bush was a devil in disguise. Let's get honest about it. Come on. You supported this guy, and you're still supporting him. Look at the news media. We've talked about them, and you know where I came from with all that, Bob. The news media has completely failed. Your senators, your congressmen, your governors, your state representatives, you know, all the way down to the cop on the street have failed to deal with the issues that are going on above them in their outside what they think is their jurisdiction. But it isn't, because any crime of that magnitude affects anybody, and any law enforcement officer who's sworn an oath or believes that he's empowered by public service for the public along the lines of the law is responsible to answer for 9/11 and all these other things. But where I'm going with all this, though, Bob, is that, you know, this is where we haven't had the law enforcement, and I don't think any private sector or group, unless we organize together, that's going to be it's almost going to be a revolutionary kind of movement. And so the point is simply this, that all these watchdog organizations from Congress, from the Justice Department, from the FBI is one of the worst. They're supposed to be investigating these things. Why didn't they ever ask the questions about John F. Kennedy going back years ago? They never did. They covered it up. Secret Service as well. All these watchdog organizations that are employed by us are not doing it when they're paid to do it. How are we ever going to get a private organization to do this unless it's...
All right. These are good questions,
point,
Steve.
Yeah.
Let's get to Ralph in California now. Ralph, what do you think?
Police? We should have police officers?
Yep, that's the question.
That's a good question. We should have good police officers and get rid of the bad. This morning I saw like a couple, I saw a police officer on a bike and then on the car. And I started looking at them in a different way now. And whereas when I was growing up, you always look up to them. As now, in a different aspect. And I question their ability to think. You know, they're just told what to do, and they don't think outside of the box.
Yeah, they're repeaters. They call them cops, perhaps because they copy what they're told.
Pretty much. You saw the video, or you were about the video about the 72-year-old grand lady, a woman being thrown down from like a
Yeah, she was killed and got a couple shots out before they got her, right?
She was killed?
Maybe we're talking about two different incidents.
No, there's one in RBN that she's arrested, and the guy slams her down. The first thing to their police unit, their car, and then for some reason, after putting handcuffs on her, he slams her down on the ground.
Jeez.
And it's like, what's the point? What is she going to do?
I mean, does this guy not have a grandmother? I mean, what a despicable action. Yeah, that's outrageable. It makes you wonder. Ralph, thanks for the call. We're going to get more calls and open up more conversation here. This is a good thread, though, that we've been going on. So we'll continue with more if you like. 800-313-9443. We got a whole bunch of other stuff to get to as well. We need cops and so much more on the other side of this quick break. 800-313-9443. We got open lines. Join us.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.